The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. As I said in the beginning, I'm professor at St. John's Seminary in Camarillo, California. I've been there for 5 years. And before that, I was teaching in San Antonio at Assumption Seminary. And before that, I was teaching at Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans, Louisiana. And in 2005, before I started my teaching, I was pastor of St. Vincent de Paul Church in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a Vincentian priest, and so we're sent out all over the place. But I was there for 7 years, St. Vincent de Paul Church, St. Vincent in Phoenix, Arizona. And do you remember in 2005, there was that large Hurricane Katrina that hit the Gulf Coast? Remember that? It just destroyed New Orleans and the panhandle of Florida. And people were moved out of the city, and they were housed in that large Superdome. And people were still dying in there. And then other cities in the north of the state of Louisiana started bringing some of the people to their cities. And they were getting full, and so some of the states around Louisiana started bringing them to their states, and they were getting full, and so other states started bringing some of the people to their states. And Arizona did the same thing. We brought over 3,000 of those people from Louisiana all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. We housed them in our convention center, and many of them had never ever seen a desert, never even heard of, never seen Arizona, but here they were. In the middle of a desert, housed in our convention center. And the Bishop of Phoenix, he asked me, he said, Father Jeff, could you go over, clear your schedule and go with them, be with them at least once a day. And I did. I went there once a day. I started going twice a week. And then I started having mass with them on Sundays. And I went there and it was just so much pain. I saw their suffering and heard their stories. And it was just so sad. And we would gather for Mass on Sunday at about 2 o'clock for Mass. And there would be about 2,500 of them at the Mass we would have. And I can remember so distinctly that they would just sing and pray and praise God as though nothing had happened. And I was just so astonished. And then another Sunday came around, they're singing and praising God as though they're back in Louisiana. And I had to stop them. I said, look, I'm confused. I said, how is it that you're able to sing and to praise God and to thank God as though nothing has happened? You are now in the middle of a desert. Many of you have never left Louisiana, but here you are in the desert. No one to call, no one to pick you up. You have been pushed from your homes. So how can you pray and praise to God like this? And there was one woman up in front. She was 72 years of age and had a walker. I brought the microphone down to her, and she said in her wonderful New Orleans accent, which I don't have, and she said, Father, you're so right. We have lost everything. We don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know where we're going to go. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. But then she said this. She said, Father, there's one thing that we do know, and that is God is still on the throne. And when she said that, that whole place erupted in applause and shouts of amens and hallelujahs, because they knew that God had not left them. They knew that God was still right there with them. They knew that God had not turned his back upon them. And all they had to do was clutch onto God's hand during this most difficult and trying time for them to hold on to God's hand and to never, ever let go, because God will get them through. That's what they believed. And I saw that and I go, wow, how amazing this is. And this is what God does for us. All we have to do is hold on to his hand, because God will never turn his back upon us. We may turn our backs upon one another. We may stop talking to one another, but God will never do that. God's hands are always outstretched to us, and all we have to do is grab on and to never, ever let go, because our God is good. Amen?
Amen.
And all we have to do is hold on to God's hand, and God will see us through. This is what God will do for us. St. Paul knew it when he said, continue to believe and to trust in the Spirit. And we have received the Spirit of God in baptism, in confirmation. We have to remind ourselves that we are people of God. That we're not people of this world, but that we are people of God. We're here in this beautiful, holy church, singing, praising, giving thanks to God. And at the end of this Mass, and at the end of every Mass, if there is no deacon with me, the priest will say, the Mass is ended, go in peace. And that's from the Latin, eta misa est, and that means get out. Because we're finished here. The church wants us to leave. Go. Go, get out. We're finished. And do what? Well, put our faith into practice. Go out and live what you believe. Go from this place and to put our faith into practice out there. And this is what the church wants from all of us. And that's why we have gathered today to sing and to give our praise and thanks and glory to God, to strengthen us so that we may try to do our best. And if we fall down, we have to get back up, ask forgiveness, do our penance, and to keep keeping on, because God wants us all to do these things. God wants all of us to be holy, strive to be holy, and to learn from him. And just as Jesus says, he says, come to me, all you who are labor and are burdened, and he will give us rest. He's right. If we walk with Jesus, if we're with him all the time, we will have rest with him. This is the promise of our God. And all we have to do is believe it, trust it, and do it. Because our God is good. Good to the last drop, as that commercial says. Our God, for all of us. I remember once when I was in San Antonio, Texas, I had Mass on a Saturday. I was teaching at the seminary, and I had Mass on a Saturday. And after the Mass, I was a little hungry. So I stopped at a Denny's there in San Antonio, and it was about half filled. And I looked around, and the hostess came over to me, and she said, where would you like to sit? And I looked around the restaurant, and I saw four people. They were young adults, four young adults at a table near a window. Their heads were down, hands together. I said, they're praying. I said, if you can, sit me near those folks over there. I want to be close to them who are praying. And as we were walking to my table, I saw exactly what they were doing. Their heads were down, hands together. They weren't praying, but they were playing with their cell phones. But you know, even though they were doing that, that did not stop me, when I got to my table, to raise my heart, my eyes, and to give thanks and praise to God. We are let to let nothing prevent us from doing these things. Even if people around us are neglecting to do them, we're still called to do them, to offer God thanks and praise, because our God is always good. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You said it is right and just. So if it is right and just and holy and good to give God thanks, here's a thought. Let's do it. Let's really do it. Let's give God thanks and praise in everything that we do. Let us show others that we believe in God. Let us show them that God is right here, right now with us. Let us be God's holy people, just not here in this beautiful church, but everywhere we go. So let them know that we belong to God. Amen?
Amen.
God hears me when I pray. God hears me when I pray. Out of all the people in this great big world, God hears me. God knows my voice, and he hears me when I pray. Out of all the people in this great big world, God hears me. God knows my voice, and he hears me when I pray. Amen.